Today we're going to take a classic old-school DNB 808 tail and route it in a way that actually works like arrangement glue inside Ableton Live 12. And that's the big idea here. We're not treating the 808 tail like a random one-shot that just happens to ring out. We're turning it into a DJ-friendly musical element that can sit in intros, breakdowns, switch-ups, and transitions without trashing your kick or smearing your sub. If you've ever heard an old jungle or early rollers tune where the bass hit seems to lean into the next phrase and hold the whole section together, that's the vibe we're after. Big energy, but controlled. Weighty, but clean enough to mix. So let's build it step by step. First, choose or create your 808 tail sample. If you already have a classic 808 style bass tail, great. If not, you can synthesize a simple one or grab a clean sample. The important thing is not just the pitch, but the decay shape. You want something with enough sustain to feel musical, but not so much low end that it muddies everything else. Drop the sample into simpler on a MIDI track. For most cases, classic mode is a solid choice, because it gives you straightforward control and a little more flexibility than just firing a static one-shot. One-shot can work too, especially if you want quick triggering, but for routing and shaping, classic usually feels a bit more hands-on. Now do the basic prep. Trim the start so the transient is clean. Set the gain so the sample is peaking around -12 to -10 dB before processing. Then transpose it so it sits with your key center. In DNB, that usually means thinking about the root or the fifth. If the note is off, the tail won't feel like part of the track. It'll either disappear under the kick or step on the bass line. Next, shape the movement inside simpler before you send it anywhere else. This is where you define the actual behavior of the tail. Use a very fast attack. Basically 0 to 5 milliseconds. Set the decay somewhere around 300 milliseconds to 1.5 seconds, depending on how long you want that tail to bloom. Keep sustain at 0 or very low if you want a true tail feel. Then give it a release of about 80 to 250 milliseconds so it doesn't click off too harshly. If the sample is too bright or clicky, use Simpler's filter. A low pass cutoff somewhere around 80 to 180 Hz can help it behave more like sub-support. Keep resonance low unless you want that slightly nasal old-school edge. And if you want it to bite a little more, you can add saturator after simpler with a few dB of drive and soft clip turned on. That's a great way to make it read on smaller systems without just making it louder. Now let's route it properly. For this lesson, we want a dedicated group track for the 808 tail that gives us a clean place to process, automate, and resample the tail as its own arrangement element. Name it something obvious, like 808 tail slash arrangement. Clear labeling matters, especially when you're moving fast in a drum and bass session. Inside that group, keep the source simpler track, then build your chain after it. A good order is EQ8, then saturator or drum bus, then utility at the end. That gives you a nice flow, cleanup, character, then control. Let's start with the mix discipline part, because this is where most people either get right or wreck the whole low end. Use EQ8 to carve out unwanted sub-rumble. A high pass around 20 to 30 Hz is a good first move that removes the stuff you don't actually need. If the tail is too boomy, make a gentle cut around 120 to 200 Hz. If there is one nasty frequency clouding the kick, use a narrow cut and trim it by a couple dB. Then put utility after the EQ. Keep the low end centered. If the sub-region is getting too wide, set the width to 0% for that low-end control. You can also trim the gain here so the tail sits about 6 to 10 dB below the kick peak, depending on how dominant you want it. This part is crucial in DNB. The low-end moves fast. You do not have room for sloppy decision-making down there. One element needs to own the deepest fundamental at a time, or the mix starts feeling blurry. If the tail feels too polite after that, add more character with drum bus and saturator. These stock devices are super useful in bass music because they can add density and attitude without instantly overcompressing the whole thing. A subtle drum bus setting can do a lot. Try a little drive, maybe 5 to 15%. Keep boom light, somewhere around 10 to 25% if you want a bit more weight. Then adjust transient depending on whether you want more punch or less click. After that, saturator can add a controlled layer of grit. Drive around 2 to 8 dB is often enough. Keep soft clip on. If needed, darken the tone a little so the tail feels heavier instead of brighter. Here's a teacher tip. Get the routing and the envelope right first, then color it. If you distort too early, you can end up making a bad shape sound aggressively bad. Always fix the movement before you add attitude. Once the tail sounds right in the chain, it's time to make it more arrangement friendly. This is where resampling really pays off. Create an audio track and set its input to receive from your 808 tail group or source track. Arm it, then record a few bars of the tail in context with your drums and bass. Once you've got the good parts, consolidate them into clips. Now you can edit the tail like a real musical phrase instead of just re-triggering MIDI. That opens up a lot of useful moves. You can reverse the tail for transitions. You can trim it early for call and response phrasing. You can add fades to clean up the edges. You can duplicate it into different parts of the arrangement without worrying about re-triggering the same MIDI note every time. That's especially useful if you want a DJ-friendly intro. For example, you could build a 16-bar intro where the break rolls steadily and the 808 tail drops on the last beat of bar 8. Then you let it swell into bar 9 so it signals the incoming drop. That's the kind of phrasing that makes a track feel mixable and intentional. Now let's talk automation, because this is the step that turns the tail from a sound into a section tool. Use automation to make the 808 tail behave differently in different parts of the track. Good targets are filter cutoff, utility gain, saturation amount, dry/wet-on effects, reverb sends, or clip gain if you've already resampled it to audio. A simple structure might look like this. In bars 1 to 8, keep the tail filtered down and sitting quietly under the breaks. On bar 8 beat 4, hit it a little harder. Then in bars 9 to 12, open up the top end or increase saturation a bit so the tail blooms. By bars 13 to 16, tighten it again so the next section can land with more impact. That's the DJ-friendly mindset. Keep the phrasing clear. Even in darker, more aggressive DNB, people love clean structural cues. It makes the track easier to mix, and it makes the low-end moments hit harder when they arrive. Now loop the full groove and check the tail against the drums and bass line. This is where the truth shows up. In an old-school DNB context, the 808 tail often works best when it answers the break instead of sitting on top of it. Let the break lead, then have the tail punctuate the end of a phrase or the first beat after a fill. If the kick transient is getting masked, shorten the tail. If the snare is getting cloudy, carve more low mids. If the bass line is busy, reduce the decay or use the tail only in sparse moments. Remember, fewer low-end events with stronger intention usually hit harder than constant subactivity. If the tail is too dominant and keeps stepping on the groove, you can add sidechain compression or gate it a little. Use the kick as the sidechain source, set a modest ratio and keep the attack and release musical. We're not trying to do an obvious EDM duck. We just want the tail to breathe with the kick. For darker rollers, sometimes the best move is a very subtle duck, or none at all. At this point, you can really start thinking in layers of function. Is the tail acting like a sub-punctuation mark? Is it a transition wash? Is it a tension riser? Decide that before you automate everything. It keeps your arrangement decisions clean. A few extra pro moves can make this even better. Try layering a very quiet sign under the tail with operator if the fundamental feels weak. Keep it simple and low in level, just enough to stabilize the bottom. You can also resample the tail and pitch it down a semitone or two for a grittier jungle flavor. Or duplicate the track and make a parallel lane, one clean and centered, one more distorted, filtered, or widened in the upper harmonics. That gives you character without losing sub-focus. Another really useful trick is clip envelopes. If the tail only needs to change for one phrase, clip-level automation is often faster and cleaner than automating the whole track. And after resampling, always check phase if you're layering the printed tail with the original or with a kick. At sub-frequencies, tiny timing shifts can make a huge difference. Also, listen at low volume. A good tail should still read as weight and motion even when the monitors are quiet. If it only feels powerful at loud levels, it might be depending too much on room bloom or distortion. So here's the mini practice challenge. Set a 15-minute timer. Load an 808 tail into Simpler on a MIDI track. Shape the envelope so the tail lasts around 0.8 to 1.2 seconds. Add EQ8, saturator, and utility in that order. Write a simple 8-bar loop with a breakbeat and a sparse kick pattern. Place the 808 tail on the last beat of bar 4 and bar 8. Automate the filter cutoff so the tail opens slightly in bar 8. Then duplicate the loop and resample 4 bars to audio. Trim it so it transitions cleanly into a fake drop. That's the goal. Not just a cool bass sample, but a tail that feels intentional, mixable, and phrase-aware. So remember the core takeaway. Treat the 808 tail as an arrangement tool, not just a one-shot. Shape it in Simpler first. Route it through a dedicated group. Use EQ8, saturator, drum bus, and utility to control weight, grit, and mono discipline. Resample it so you can edit it like part of a song. and place it on clear phrase point so the whole thing feels DJ friendly. In drum and bass, the best 800A tails support the break, reinforce the bass line, and build tension without muddying the drop. That's the move. Clean routing, strong phrasing, massive low-end energy.